This is Bird Note. Shorebirds rely on tidelands and mudflats for food, especially in winter when conditions are tough. Join us this blustery day to count birds like dunlin and black-bellied plovers at a huge estuary in western Washington. Our count is part of an annual survey, the results of which will go into the Avian Knowledge Network. But just how do you count thousands of birds? Here's volunteer Keith Wiggers.
What you try to do is, depending on how big a group it is, you just kind of count 10 and 10 and 10 and get a feel for how many 10 is. And then if, as a group grows, you get 100. And then you count by hundreds.
Gary Slater, director of Eco Studies Institute, explains the protocol.
The survey area is defined out from our location on the dike out to 300 to 500 yards. So the goal is to be here on a tide that's rising, so the birds are being pushed towards the observers. And what you're going to do is count any shorebirds that land within the defined survey area.
Jan Wagers tallies the birds.
The sitting ones, we have a total dunlin count of 1,970 and one black-bellied plover.
To conserve and manage estuaries that benefit shorebirds requires knowing how many birds use the area and what habitats they occupy. There's more at birdnote.org.